Coast 93.1 and Hannaford Supermarkets, celebrating 20 outstanding women.
Ashley Potvin Fulford. I mean, this is one that I identify with maybe more than others after losing my partner Kyle last year. What you started was sort of born out of a similar tragedy.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's really interesting because one of the organizations that I also work with, running races in Disney World with, every year, the first year that I worked with them, Will was still alive, and I remember kind of talking to him and being like, isn't it amazing that these people have taken this tragic event and just changed so many other people's lives with that energy?
Mm.
You know, and
never
and
knowing you'd end up doing the same after he suddenly passed.
Right.
Exactly. You know, and it's been a very healing experience, but also really nice to know that his mission and what he was doing as a coach, you know, is kind of continuing on.
What, four years ago?
Yep, just under 4 years ago.
Were you there? I mean, like, tell us what happened.
We were at UNE on a Sunday afternoon, just running on treadmills, and you know, everything happened so fast. You know, he collapsed, and you know, hours later was gone. And we later found out that he had an undiagnosed heart condition that had been kind of degenerative over a long period of time.
Hmm.
So I was there. You know, and still struggle in certain aspects, you know, being in that part of the building because it's like the building that I work in, you know, at the University of New England.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, as well, you know, his favorite quote is also like on the wall painted. So there's, you know, that component as well, you know, that he's still remembered there.
He was just 29. My God. And I should mention that Ashley is a girls rugby coach at UNE and is involved in the community there, including camps and all that. But this is more focused on a running passion, sort of a scholarship fund.
So what we've been able to do in the short time that we've existed is to help, you know, student athletes who may be in need realize that fullest potential. So we've been able to send several track and field athletes to nationals. And to
wow.
compete at the highest level. We have outfitted many, many high school student athletes, you know, with spikes and training shoes, you know, some of them even just basic exercise apparel. We've been able to outfit, in 2019, we did 150 elementary school students in Southern Maine with deeply discounted shoes for their cross-country season. So we're really trying to number one, you know, carry on kind of Will's mission and legacy as a coach, but also kind of inspire student athletes right now, make track and field something that they can be successful in and remove any financial barriers that they might have to get to that top potential.
And this must give you more purpose, you know, in addressing your grief, but also in moving forward. You know, it's not just about coping with it. It's about what's next.
Yes. I love that you said that because that's, you know, kind of my life philosophy, you know, but also, you know, a big component of my coaching philosophy with my athletes as well. You know, it's not about what happens, it's about what you do next, and it's about your next move. Are you gonna kind of hang in the corner and hang back, or are you gonna get ready for the next play? Are you gonna get ready for the next opportunity?
Yeah, and to use a running metaphor, getting to the finish line.
Running is so symbolic of life. You know, it hurts sometimes, and sometimes it's really difficult, but you know, at the end of your run, you still got to get home. Are you still going to get to the finish line, you know, because that's where your car is? And there's a lot of great, you know, metaphors between running and life.
It's called A Running Passion. If you want to get involved or help support, Ashley, congratulations on being named an outstanding woman.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
If you want to find out more, go to coast931.com, where you can also meet the rest of Coast and Hannaford's 20 outstanding women.